agriculture people is gone out of the, from up there. We've got no more agriculture in our government.
Is this the state or county or state?
County. The county is here. We are county and the state. We ain't in the city limits yet. They took it one time and they had to give it, we got a suit, I guess, and they had to give it back to us, but they still try. And they just took 700 and some acres up here on this road here last week here for the city.
Daytona?
Yeah. Coming where you come off of 92 coming this way. On the left-hand side, everything to 95, where that overpass is, 95, thing on the right-hand side there. Right up to the left, on the left-hand side.
They get city water then?
No, they won't get nothing for years.
They're
supposed to. They'll get charged for it. They'll get charged for it, but they won't, they just get more tax.
What would be the difference in property tax?
Well, you'll pay, still pay the same amount of county taxes plus addition of the city tax. The city taxes tell me is about a third more, about a third of what the county tax is. In other words, you'll be getting an increase of about a third on the price. What happened to us when they took this in, we got a suit in and finally got them, the judge finally ruled on our suit that they wasn't eligible for taking it. But at the same time, it had went for 2 years and we never paid the city tax on it. And the judge, at the time of his ruling, he either didn't think about it or else he didn't care or didn't want to. He never ruled that they had to mark those taxes on. And they was on the tax record. And then we had to go back with another suit in order to get our land clear. For them to get rid of it.
Have you gotten any offers of people wanting to take your whole land and just about?
Well, yeah. We had, here before this crisis come on, we had five doctors here in town that wanted to build a golf course out here. And we had a chance to get a good price out of it, and they were right ready to do something. And then all this gas crisis come on, and it scared them to death, and they just quit, backed off.
You'd like to sell it for something like that?
Well, I wouldn't like to, but I would on account of things being like it is. I mean, all this county and state, all this stuff that they're imposing on, I'd like to stay here because I've been here all my life, but I'm sure getting disgusted with it, aggravated with it.
Laws like that just must be designed to try to run people out.
That's what a lot of it is. That's what a lot of it is. Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, just like here, we got a county manager here, now. We don't have no more county commissioner government. We got a county council government now. And this man that's here, this fella Kelly, he come from Pennsylvania down here, and they run him out. I understand they run him out from up there because he had Pennsylvania. The county where he was working up there messed up so bad. But anyhow, he's here, and every time he opens one of these jobs, we get work done on these roads out here, these county roads, but you don't get it no more. They got new trucks setting up there that they don't even run. They ain't even got no employee. But the main reason that they don't run them is because he's messing around and open these jobs up for $20,000 to $30,000 a year apiece, and there's no money left up there. And every time he opens one of these jobs, he goes and gets somebody from up there where he come from. He don't get no local people here. I mean, the people here ain't get no benefit of it. It's our tax dollar. I don't know. And there's no way to get rid of it. I don't reckon. Because he's hired by the county council, but the county council is only two of them goes out for election at the time, and there's no way to ever overpower him enough to get rid of him.
Yeah.
They can't fire him. They